This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Use it or lose it. Hey guys, ECRG here. Today we're talking about use it or lose it, PTO policies that companies often have. Now you guys know I'm a big proponent of taking your PTO, using your PTO to your full advantage, and there are lots of different benefits. Some economic benefits, some just overall stress relief, personal health benefits in general with making sure you use your PTO. So today we're talking about the PTO policy where if you don't use it by a certain date, it will not roll over to the next year, and oftentimes it'll just go by the wayside. You won't get paid for it or anything. Different companies have different versions of that. Some will say if you don't use all your PTO by the end of the year, they will pay you out for it. Or if you can only roll over a certain amount, if you don't use it, then that will just be lost. They won't pay you for it or anything, it'll just be lost. And I think that is a good policy by many companies because it encourages people to make sure that they use their PTO. And I think which policy your company has is definitely, you can tell where their incentive is and what the culture is for you. So for example, if the company is going to pay you out for the rest of those PTO days that you don't use at the end of the year, that is incentivizing people to not use their PTO because they know they're going to get paid for those days. But if you have a use it or lose it PTO policy, you are incentivizing people to make sure they use their PTO and then all of the health benefits for that, for making sure you use your PTO. So I just wanted to take this video and really pay homage to that style and that culture within a company, the use it or lose it PTO culture. Now we've talked a lot about PTO before and how the culture really comes from the top down on what happens with that. But I think that's a good start, having the use it or lose it PTO policy, where if you don't use it, you will lose it, at least a portion of it. Now, some companies will allow you to roll over a certain amount of that PTO. I know a lot of people like doing that so that the following year or the year after that, they can have a big vacation if they wanna go travel like Europe or go someplace far like Australia or something. I know that's popular with a lot of us millennials right now. They want to bank that PTO in order to use it on a much further and longer trip. I know that's something that I plan on doing next year, banking that PTO and then going on a much further trip. So just wanted to do this quick video on the use it or lose it PTO policy. What kind of policies do your guys' companies have? Put those down in the comment section below. I'm very curious. And which kind of policies do you prefer? The use it or lose it, or any other type of policy that your company has come up with? So put those down in the comments, guys. And thank you guys for listening to this video. As always, email us at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Thank you guys. Coming soon with another video.